Okay, I was tagged by Have Hiddles, and my name is AZ, or Tell. I've got lots of names, but my username is Slutty Yorick. I was born in New York, live in Chicago for most of my life. I know it doesn't sound like it. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, gnarlins, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, gif, tumbler, crackerjack, doorknob, envelope, GPOY.
Gratuitous picture of yourself.
Ah, well, you won't be seeing any of those. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That's called TPing. Never done it. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. Yes, I know I live in the Midwest, where it's occasionally called pop, but I call it soda. What do you call gym shoes? Usually missing in my house, but when I was a child, I called them trainers. Grew up with the word sneakers. Pick one. What do you call your grandparents? Well, I don't anymore. But my mother's parents I refer to as granda and grandmum. And my father's parents I called grandma and grandpa. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? We call it a cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? Remote or clicker? Choose a book and read a passage from it. I'm choosing The Sneetches and Other Stories by Dr. Seuss. Now, the star-belly Sneetches had bellies with stars. The plain-belly Sneetches had none upon theirs. Those stars weren't so big, they were really so small, you might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the star-belly Sneetches would brag, we're the best kind of Sneetch on the beaches. With their snoots in the air, they'd sniff and they'd snort, we'll have nothing to do with the plain-belly sort. And whenever they met someone, they were out walking, they'd hike right on past them without even talking. When a star-belly children went out to play ball, could a plain-belly get in the game? Not at all. You could only play if your bellies had stars, and the plain belly children had none upon theirs. When the star belly Sneetches had Frankfurter roasts or picnics or parties or marshmallow toasts, they never invited the plain belly Sneetches. They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near, and that's how they treated them year after year. Good enough quote. Do you think you have an accent? Well, everybody has an accent if they speak. So, I'm assuming that I do. Actually, I know I do because people remark about it all the time. I know I sound English in some weird, bizarre way. Mostly from my very strange granddad, who was an Anglophile and obsessed with all things English, Shakespeare, and in particular his own Welsh heritage, to the point where he lied to me and said that we were directly Welsh, and decided to imbue me with this bizarre accent, which apparently was hilarious when I was a toddler, but led to some very strange conflicts when I was growing up. So there you go, got the weird accent. Never been to England yet, I might say, my dad. Be a wizard or a vampire? Well, it could be a wizard vampire or a vampiric wizard, I don't know, but I don't know. I think I'm a bit of a wizard anyway, so there you go. Do you know anyone on Tumblr in real life? Well, I should think so. Have Hiddles and I. Yeah. I know several other people out there in the wide, wide world of Tumblr, but yeah, so. End audio post by saying three words you want.
Any three words.
Okay. Raspberry bumblebee snort. Yeah, that was bizarre.